This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Give me a second. Okay, we're much better now. All right. Hey, thanks for joining us. We talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show when it comes to the outdoors, whether it's fishing or hunting or crabbing or shooting or varmints or critters or you name it. Well, it's all up to you this morning. Of course, we have always have something to talk about when the phones aren't ringing, but we would hope that the phones would start ringing this morning right away so that we could get into a good conversation with you about whatever's interesting to you in the outdoors. Yes, it is. First of all, let me say that my condolences, thoughts, and prayers are with the family of Mike Nichols, who passed away early this week. Mike was a producer here for many, many years, and most of you know him as the producer on the Sunday Flea Market. Isn't that right, Brian? It's what his latest gig has been doing. And Mike passed away, I guess, quietly in his sleep Sunday night. He was 51, I believe. So sorry to hear that about Mike. Good guy. Good guy. Had a lot of fun back in the day. So early on with Mike Nichols. The new Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine is hitting the street. The deliveries yesterday centered on Frederick and Washington counties, Hagerstown, Williamsport, Hancock, out that way, excuse me, and then Frederick and Jefferson out Liberty Road. So we'll be bringing it to the greater Baltimore area, hopefully later this week and today and maybe tomorrow. I'm not sure. I don't think. But later this week, we'll have the new Maryland Hunting Quarterly, the fall issue out there. A great magazine, 76 pages altogether. And in that, we introduce the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Bill Miles continues his series on Sunday hunting. Talking about the Maryland Horse Council, the opponents of Sunday hunting accelerating its campaign for political influence. And then we've got an open letter to Maryland hunters that talks about how all this came about. And I wrote a little piece called We Don't Have to Like Each Other. And the central focus of that is it doesn't matter what equipment you use. It doesn't matter. For example, most recently there have been, you know, when they were talking about the crossbow becoming a tool of choice for hunters, there were people in the bow hunting community who were opposed to crossbows for whatever reason. It doesn't matter if you use a crossbow, a longbow, a compound bow. We're all hunters. We all enjoy the privileges and the traditions and the heritages of hunting, the pursuit of the critters. And once the harvest is done, we share the meat. You know, we preserve the hides and the horns and the antlers and the whatever. And that's what unites us, not what equipment we use and that not what animals or birds we pursue. It is the pursuit that unites us. So We need to unite because we do have common opponents that want to do us harm. And then I introduced the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and of course, there's some great stories in there too. I mean, we've got the as far as I know, the first frequently asked questions being published about Maryland antler point restrictions this year. And, here's a question. Go ahead, Steve. What's your question?
Why do you kill so many groundhogs around your property?
What? Because they're there. That many keep showing up.
How do you kill them?
Usually I trap them.
And what do you do with them then?
I kill them.
Drown them?
No.
How do you do it?
I shoot them. Why?
You shoot them on your property.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. It's just, you eat them?
Nope.
All right. All right, then. Big fan, but I wish you would think about it.
Sounds like you're a bigger fan of groundhogs.
I like both of you. I listen to you all the time.
Yeah.
Every Saturday. But...
Well, let me tell you something, Steve. They do a lot of destruction in my property. They burrow out under my shed.
Oh, can't you put a wire around your shed or something?
I imagine I could. But you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm not the only one in the neighborhood that has groundhogs. I have neighbors who have groundhogs eat their gardens.
Do you shoot them in front of the neighbors?
No.
I mean, do you tell the neighbors you're shooting them and killing them?
Occasionally.
Huh?
Occasionally. They're all in favor of it, by the way.
I don't believe that.
Well, Steve, you can believe what you want. I mean, you call here to challenge me. You ask me, and I told you truthfully every answer that I've answered every question truthfully that you've asked me.
All right.
So why would you challenge me when I tell you that I tell my neighbors?
All right. Sorry about that.
No, you don't have to be sorry, Steve. I just don't understand what your great love of groundhogs is.
I just like watching them and stuff.
Well, okay. Watch them on your own property.
All right. All right, then.
Hey, look, I got a question for you, Steve. You like rats? What happens if rats come around your property? Would you like them
just as well?
Them. Huh?
They, you know.
They what?
Wires and stuff. But groundhogs, you can just, I don't see, you can just put a fence around the bottom of your shed. And
oh, I probably,
out.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, they wouldn't dig under it at all, no. See, here's the problem. I have neighbors that don't care. I have a neighbor, my backyard neighbor, my neighbor that adjoins me in the back of my house, who has a dilapidated shed. The other neighbor that lived there prior to this kept up his property pretty well, but this guy doesn't. Beside him is a neighbor whose yard is filled with absolute junk everywhere. Okay, I mean junk.
All right.
Now, wait a minute.
If
let me fit. Let
go,
me.
I gotta go. No.
You don't get away that easy, buddy. You're gonna call.
Go,
you don't call
and for you, work.
I don't care. You don't call here and challenge me, and then tell me I'm a liar.
I didn't. I said.
Yeah, you did.
I said I was sorry.
No, you said I was a liar.
All right then. But just I wish you'd change your mind. I didn't.
I'm not going to, Steve. I took care of 11 groundhogs this year, 3 or 11 last year, 3 this year. I'm not going to have those groundhogs on my property burying under my shed and destroying my property. I'm not going to have it.
Sounds like you just want to kill for the fun of it. But anyway, I got to go.
Hey, Steve. You know what? You're a hit and run artist, brother. And you give a shot and then you got
to
run. Why don't you take a little heat? Huh?
I'm
working now. So what?
I got an appointment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got an appointment, too.
You think I listen to you every Saturday morning. I got to go to work.
Look, Steve, I appreciate that you listen, but don't call me a liar. And you did it twice. And you accused me of being a cold-blooded killer.
Well, that's...
You're entitled to your opinion. And I've given you an honest answer, and you continue to take shots at me. I'm going to defend myself. I'm like Israel, and you're Hamas.
All right.
All right, what?
Fine. I was just trying to change your mind. That's all. It's the big deal.
The big deal is you called me a liar. That's the big deal.
All right, and I said I was sorry.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Okay, well, if you're sorry, I accept your apology. How's that?
Trying to change your mind and
you're not going to.
Groundhogs live, you know.
Steve, you're not going to. They do too much destruction on my property, and my neighbors do not do not take care of the groundhogs on their properties, but they champion me doing so. I get thumbs up.
I just can't believe you could just shoot a defenseless animal in a cage. But all right.
Well, you know what?
That's pretty cold-blooded, but all right. So, I mean, you know, whatever, you know, that's fine.
Well, Steve, would you have me take them out and release them into the wild and do them a favor like Free Willy? You know, or Born Free, huh?
All right. I'm
just asking, is that what you would prefer me to do, to set them loose on somebody else's property and make them someone else's problem?
Down. I got to go. I know I'm a hit and run artist, but seriously, I gotta work. But I'll keep listening to you anyway.
All right. Well, Steve, I appreciate that. And, you know, when you find yourself in a situation like this, get a cell phone. Have a great day. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, if you want to call and, you know, come at me, come on, baby. I'm ready for you. Here's what our problem is in this society. Everybody's sensitive, you know? I have as much respect for critters as anybody else. However, I'm not going to stand for critters destroying my property. You know, I've got deer that go through my yard. I've got all types of birds and wildlife. I've got squirrels. I've got every now and then a rabbit. But I can't bear the groundhogs digging out from under my shed. So they got to go. They can't do it. They're not going to destroy my property. Let's see here, John. Good morning, John. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, sir? My name is Sergeant Jonathan DeLeon.
Okay.
I just got back from Paktia Province, Afghanistan.
Yes.
I serve with the 10th Mountain Division out of Fort Drum.
Yes.
I wanted to call this morning and take an opportunity to thank you for a few packages I received out there.
Okay. I'm guessing there was some jerky in there.
There was some jerky out there. Myself and my soldiers, we received three packages from you guys, filled to the top with venison jerky, and I can't tell you how much we appreciated that out there.
You made my day, Sergeant.
You made our day.
You made my day.
That jerky didn't last very long. But it was,
I can imagine.
It was outstanding.
Well, I don't know if my partner in crime whose idea it was, Dave Levitt, his son was serving in Afghanistan at the time, and I don't know if he's listening, but I hope he is, and that he'll get this message. And if not, I'll tell him to listen to the podcast of this broadcast. That's for sure, Sergeant John. Do you have Absolutely. Email, John?
I sure do. I have Kenneth Kirkner here with me as well, and
okay.
He's the one that passed you my name, and he gave me your number so I could call him this morning. Like I said, you know, it's a generosity of you and folks like you that kept us going out there.
How's the patient?
It's good. Good.
She survived.
Yeah, we got through pretty good, and things are looking up.
Good. Good. Tell Kenny I said hello.
Will do.
All right, Sergeant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. I knew who that was. And that reminds me to tell you that the gun bash that was scheduled today for the Cassini Winery in Queen Anne's County there has been postponed. And the reason is because of that phone call that we just got. The principal driver of that event, that was I asked how the patient was. That was Ken, that was in the background. His mother has endured some pretty serious surgery this week, and it was touch and go for a while. So the event has been postponed until October. So there's still plenty of time to get your tickets for those 52 firearms from the White Oak Long Spurs chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation there in Queen Anne's County. So we'll have more information on you once Ken gets back and we have a chance to talk. Let's talk to Philip in Columbus, Ohio. Good morning, Philip. How are you? Hello, Philip. Well, Philip, you'll have to call back. 410-WCBM-680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And we're going to take a little break. I've got to go kill a groundhog. Well, maybe. Hey, summer's time for picnics and family get-togethers and shooting groundhogs and camping trips. Summer is corn on the cob and steamed crabs and fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold, juicy watermelons. You know, the Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm, they like to steam their crabs with corn on the cob for a great family dinner. Hot corn with crab spice on it. I had some grilled corn on the cob last night. You know what? It was delicious. Didn't have any crab spice on it, but it was wonderful. Now, if you enjoy your time outdoors with great-tasting food, head to Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. They have an enormous produce barn that's filled with their own tasty, super sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes. They're ready to go. There's squash and zucchini, peppers and onions, all the pit fruits too. Green beans and cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupes, and sweet, sweet watermelons. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97 at Exit 12. That's 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. Put that in your GPS. 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday, 9 to 7, Sunday, 9 to 6. Phone number is 410-969-8810. Visit Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. And if you're headed to the Eastern Shore, we would remind you to stop at Chesapeake Outdoors. That's right. Just after you cross the Bay Bridge, you'll see, look up and see those exit signs. Well, there's exit 39B, Dominion Road. It's right down there in the middle of the Kent Island. And you can stop where Eastern Shore hunters and anglers stop all the time. Now, if you want to get ready for bow season, if you're looking for a crossbow, well, Chesapeake Outdoors has Barnett, Carbon Express, Mission, Excalibur, and Parker crossbows. They also have Parker compound bows and Matthews, those great Matthews bows, too. And don't forget custom arrows and crossbow arrows, bow accessories, and bow tuning. It's right. It's less than a month away, the opening of bow season, September 5th. Firearms, muzzleloaders, great outdoor clothing, fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, everything for waterfowl, and the great Bubba blades for catch, fillet, and release. Knives if you need one. 410-604-2500, 604-2500. Stop by. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff will be glad to see you through to the purchase. Chesapeake Outdoors. It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during
during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage.
All right, now we've got Lee in Kennedyville and Philip in Columbus. Let's talk to Philip first. He's been waiting the longest. Good morning, Philip. Can you hear me now?
I could hear you fine earlier, but I guess you couldn't hear me.
Correct. What's up, brother?
I tell you, I had to control myself. I was laughing so hard at your first caller there, Steve. But what I wanted to suggest to him that I did not hear him suggest himself was that as you capture your groundhogs,
take them to his place.
Pretty little vermins. He did not volunteer his services as a groundhog sanctuary.
Ah, exactly. Huh. He likes to watch them so much. I think that's a great idea. Maybe we should search him out and just not tell him. Just go over and release a couple of groundhogs every year at his place.
Absolutely. And if he's not prejudiced against Delaware groundhogs, I can bring him some from over there.
Well, there you go.
And, I think what it is, he watched that movie Groundhog Day, and he just got to feeling so sorry for that poor little fella that got pulled out of his house there,
mm-hmm.
700 times.
Yeah.
I'm living
that in my yard. I mean, 11 groundhogs in one year. That was last year. And
you know what I had a problem with was coons a while back.
Yeah, raccoons can be very, very distracting. Do you want to trap them? Get one of those big traps with the double doors, you know, a door on each end. And you know what I found very effective for raccoons? I've taken care of 7 of those, too, that used to come around up on my porch. A peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, you want just a peanut butter?
Well, peanut butter's good, but they like that jelly, I'm telling you. It adds a little scent to it.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I had a question for you.
Go ahead.
I heard you talking about the distribution of your Hunter's Quarterly.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, where is it going to be available at as far as, could I go through Hancock? I'll be heading out through there Monday.
Yeah. Park and Dine Restaurant and Appalachian Archery. And I dropped some at the Exxon station. I don't know if they'll hand them out there or not. And then Dugan's Gun Shop, but they're not open on Monday. Your best bet is Park and Dine Restaurant.
Park and Dine Restaurant.
You know where it is? Get off the first exit for Hancock. You're on the west side of town. Get down there about a half mile on the left hand side. Can't miss a big sign, Park and Dine.
All right. Now let me ask you this: is it electronically available?
The last issue is still online. We haven't put the new one up yet. That'll probably happen this weekend, and it's MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com.
Gotcha.
MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. It's a flip book type of format. You click on the cover of the magazine. It takes you away from that and opens up a flip book page. You can read the entire thing online.
Cool.
Yeah, and you can download a page. You can email a page. You can Facebook a page, whatever you want to do.
And that is fabulous. Good. I tell you what, I so much enjoy your show. And this morning, I tell you, I'm glad I didn't have to go to the bathroom because I believe I'd have peed my pants. Oh, that was so funny.
Hey, well, look, I answered every question honestly.
Yes, you did.
And, you know, maybe that makes some people uncomfortable out there, but I'm not a guy to, you know, lie about anything like that. And then after I answer the honest question, then I'm called a liar. So that's what annoyed me the most. So, you know.
But the thing that got me, I mean, if he listens to your show all the time, I'm envious of you that you get to go hunting as part of your job.
It is.
God, that is fabulous. But he should know, which makes me kind of suspicious to the fact that he says he listens all the time. But I just think, Steve, if you're listening, just email Alan your address and or give him a contact number, and as soon as he gathers up a few groundhogs, you are more than welcome to come collect them.
Exactly. Yep. Ellis at Ellis Outdoors there, Steve. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com.
All right, look, I'm gonna sit back and listen to you.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call, Philip.
Take care.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. Lee in Kennedyville. Thanks for waiting. What's up?
Hey, good morning. Hey, you're going to get a lot of calls on that first caller again.
That's fine with me. Let them roll.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
I was heading up north on 213, this John Boat Boulevard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Most August Saturday mornings, it's loaded with John Boats and coming down from up north here, and there must have been no more than 5 or 6 this morning.
Yeah.
Which is really telltale on our crab situation.
Yeah.
I heard you the other morning talk about what you think is happening with them.
Here's what DNR says. In 2013, the crab population experienced very poor reproduction. Very few young crabs arrived in the bay that year, which was last year. These crabs grew to adults during the summer of 2013 and were then subjected to the severe cold of last winter, which caused the death between 20 and 30% of adult crabs in Maryland. The 2014, this year, Blue Crab Winter Dredge Survey results showed the abundance of spawning age females at 69 million, just below the minimum safe level of 70 million. And the density of harvestable crabs, that's male crabs greater than 5 inches, and females that could potentially spawn, declined in 2014. So that's what DNR's telling us.
Okay.
So what were you going to say?
Well, I was just curious if you align with that. I mean, of course, the watermen around here are
they're scratching their head. They have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, and it's that way mostly up and down the bay. Now, there are some crabs in the southern bay. And as the summer progresses and we continue to get sheds, and we'll have another one on this full moon here, as we continue to get those crabs will, you know, continue to increase in size. And what we are hearing, what the good news is that there's lots of little crabs now out there, which is, you know, that's next year. That's the future unless we get another cold winter. However, in my experience, and if I remember correctly, we've had a lot of cold winters. We've had the bay freeze on numerous occasions, and we haven't seen this type of decline.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm not sure. I think, quite frankly, that Hurricane Sandy had a lot more to do with the decline in the crab population than we want to admit. And I don't know what other conditions are out there. I do know this. I got a call from a guy the other day that was telling me that he's catching crabs. And in 2 days, about a third of his bushel of crabs are dead after being in the cooler. I mean, they're just dying. So I made a couple phone calls. We got the University of Maryland involved. They went and picked up some samples of some crabs, and they're trying to figure out if we've got another issue or problem with the something in the crabs in Maryland. So I don't know. I don't know the answer. I wish I did. I mean, I publish a crab magazine. That doesn't mean I know all the answers. I'm in very close contact with people that know the answers, but I don't know that they know the answers.
Right.
All right?
The hot button issue, of course, is the quote-unquote overpopulation of rockfish there.
Say again?
I said the hot button issue for a lot of the watermen is they're saying the overpopulation of rockfish right now and underfished is putting a huge dent in the small crab population, in the little ones. So that's what they're blaming.
And you talk to people who are avid rock fishermen and fish a lot, and they cut them open, and there's no crabs in them. So, I mean, you tell me. All right, my friend. I wish we could solve it here on the air in the next hour or so, but I don't think we're going to. Thanks, Lee.
Thanks.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. Who's next here? That would be John in Finksburg. Good morning, John. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Why? What's up?
I had groundhogs under the shed, right? It's about 50 feet from the house.
Yeah.
I said, well, I'll take the rain spout off of the back corners of metal and put it on the exhaust pipe, stick the exhaust pipe in the hole, and start the car up and gas them out. Because they kept it. I tried dirt, bricks, everything, tried to keep them out. They just kept on digging. But I sealed the pipe too tight. And the back pressure got the exhaust pipe hot enough and the car burn up. So that's where I'm at with the groundhogs. But guess what? They're dead, and that's great. I don't want groundhogs either.
You gassed them and it worked?
Yes, indeed.
But you burned your car. See, rather than sacrifice a vehicle, John, I'm going to sacrifice a .22 short. It's a hell of a lot less expensive. You know what I mean?
Firearms. I said, well, that'll work. I wrapped it too tight. If I were to put the rag on the end coming out of the exhaust pipe and let the exhaust breathe out.
Oh, my gosh.
It got red hot up in there and caught that piece of plastic on fire on the end. What happened was the exhaust pipe got red hot.
That was an I got it. That was an expensive execution there, John. I think maybe we ought to reconsider the death penalty given the expense involved.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
Okay.
All right, brother. Well, hey, you lesson learned, right?
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Don't do that one again.
All right. See ya. Thanks. Made my day, buddy. Thanks. He's still laughing. Robin in Essex wants to talk about groundhogs. Good morning.
Yeah. How you doing, Al?
I'm all right.
Let me ask you something. Last year, something bored up under my deck, and I do have groundhogs down here on the water.
Right.
And can they go through concrete?
Yes, they can.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, they can.
That is unbelievable.
Yep.
Because I had a big hole that I had to fill up. And it's been a bloody morning, but you got me thinking about how to get rid of them, too. They're really bad. I mean, they eat all the flowers.
Oh, sure. Well, my buddy, Ron Leggett, who has a commercial animal damage control business out of Washington or Frederick County. I think it's Washington County, uses his own groundhog lure, and you can get that online, Leggetts, Leggetts, if you want. But it's made out of and it lasts very long. It's I've still got a bottle from 2 or 3 years ago. It's made out of cantaloupe.
What's that, kill them or it's
okay? No. That lures them into the trap. If you set one of those traps for them, what you want to do is bait it with some cut up, and not a tremendous amount, but some cut up cabbage.
Oh, I thought you said peanut butter.
No, that's raccoons.
Oh, sorry.
But I've caught groundhogs with cantaloupe. I've caught them with apples. Ron catches them with cabbage.
They love cabbage.
Well, okay. Then get some of that cabbage, cut it up, and, you know, put some leading up to both ends of the trap, some in the trap, and then when they step on the treadle inside, it'll get them, and then you can, if you live on the waterfront, you can try and teach them how to swim while they're still in the trap.
I talked to a guy from the county a couple years ago, and he warned me. He said rabies, any wild animal that you have in your yard, whether it be a squirrel or a rabbit, I found a dead squirrel in the yard, and I called animal control. They came out and got it.
Yeah.
And they said rabies is rampant.
It is.
In the wild.
It absolutely, I don't know about rampant. I will say it's endemic. It's not tremendously common, but it is endemic in a lot of animal populations. Of course, people don't know. They bite each other and everything else. I'm going to guess the dead squirrel in your yard was probably the result of a hawk or a cat strike, one of the two.
Yeah, I didn't take any chances. I covered it and let them come out and get rid of it. Because the guy, I said, well, you know, to the squirrel, what's to worry about? He said, well, you know, the rabies are, you know, like you say, endemic.
Yeah.
And everybody has to watch out for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, people don't think about it, but, you know, there's been a lot of news about this new virus with mosquitoes.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about West Nile. Well, mosquitoes bite critters, and then they bite another critter. You know, so if they bite a critter that has rabies, and then they go bite another critter that doesn't have rabies, and I don't know if rabies can spread like that. But, you know, I don't know enough about it to say definitively that that can happen. But I do know this. If I have an animal that's acting oddly or not afraid, or, you know, the rabies takes two forms. There's dumb rabies and then there's rage rabies or angry rabies or whatever they call it. But, you know, an animal like a fox or a canid even a groundhog will attack you with rabies. Or you'll find some raccoon wandering around in a circle, you know, out in the middle of the street in the middle of the daytime.
Well, they're the worst, aren't they, just about?
Well, there's a number of rabies vector species. They are foxes, raccoons, skunks, coyotes, of course, but and I can't remember all of them. But, you know, these animal damage guys, they're forced. I mean, if they want to set one of these rabies vector species free, they're breaking the law if they do that. That animal must be euthanized or killed.
They euthanize that.
Groundhogs are not one of those rabies vector species, but, you know, why take them and create a problem for somebody else?
Right, right. I had another question. Last week in the paper, what is in the bay that's causing this thing where this guy almost lost his foot? He was in the water.
Yeah, Vibrio.
What deal? I mean, is the whole bay affected by this thing?
Well, there's, you know, look, the bay is a soup, all right?
Yeah.
The bay is a soup, and water temperature has a lot to do with it. There's things in nature and have been in nature since and been in the bay since John Smith sailed up in here, okay? And these things will occasionally increase, decrease, depending on environmental conditions. And this Vibrio has been around for, a million years. It's a virus, for God's sake. It's been here since, you know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And what happens is when you get a wound and you're in Chesapeake Bay that's fed by all these sewage plants and wastewater runoff and things like that, wouldn't you think it would be the smart thing to do would be take a break, Go home, wash that thing out with soap and water or hydrogen peroxide or rubbing alcohol or something, rather than keep on doing what you're doing.
Right.
You know? And what happens is people don't treat their wound effectively right away, and the virus or the bacteria, I guess in this case, gets into their bloodstream and can negatively affect them. But, of course, the news media likes to call it a flesh-eating virus.
Exactly.
Well, if you get bitten by a brown recluse spider, you're gonna suffer the same thing. Your flesh is gonna decay because of the poison, or a rattlesnake, or a copperhead. It's gonna be the same thing.
Well, I chop wood. I have a wood pile out here, so now you got me worried about spiders.
let me tell you, I would spray that thing down before you start chopping wood, especially in the summertime.
Spray it down with what?
A spider spider killer. Spray, you know, insecticide spray of some kind.
What, the wood pile?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
I just had it delivered. I'll let it go till about September and start splitting it then, but I've never worried about it. I put the gloves on, you know.
Yeah, you put the gloves on, of course. But, you know, my wife in her life was bitten twice with a brown recluse spider.
Oh,
once in January, in the middle of her, on the hairline in the middle of her forehead, she was cleaning a porch light. She was bitten. And it left all her life, it left about a dime-sized hole right there at her hairline. And she was able to cover it, of course.
Oh, my God.
And then when she started getting sick, about 8 years before she passed, she was bitten by a brown recluse spider in our yard and had to endure two surgeries.
Around here? Really?
Yeah, in our yard in Baltimore County, absolutely.
That's where I am.
And had to do two surgeries, one of which, the second one, because the first one didn't get it all, the second one was about a 10-inch scar about an inch, maybe 2 inches deep, and finally got everything and stitches and so forth and put her in bed for 3 months.
My God.
Yeah, so there are some nasty critters out there. Trust me.
Well, I just want to say one more thing. You brought up Captain Smith. I'm married to a direct descendant of Pocahontas. So,
God bless you, man. That's great.
Isn't that great?
That is tremendous. Absolutely.
I'm an industry guy. I love it.
Good for you. Good
okay.
for you.
And good talk. Yeah.
Never mind. I was going to ask you what her name was, but it's okay.
Darlene.
Well. It's not
Pocahontas.
It's not as hot as Pocahontas. All right, Robin, thanks.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. All right, take a break. I got to tell you about this. Diamond Jim. Yes, indeed. We've had 11 Diamond Jims caught this year. And now through Labor Day, of course, all you have to do is go fishing to be entered in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Diamond Jim, he's a tagged rockfish. He's worth $25,000 or more. Swimming in the Chesapeake, just waiting to take your bait. They did have another tagging event a couple weeks ago. And Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too, but they're even worth $500. So you catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, you call that number on the tag, you might just have captured a $25,000 prize. It can happen, and it did happen last year. That's right. And if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland Citation size fish or crab, certify that catch, you're in. That's it. It's that easy. You're in the fishing challenge. You get an angler award, and you're in. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify for the Angler's Award. You can win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov. G-O-V, for all the details on the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Awards Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Hey, bow season begins September 15th, and it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sport Shop. They've got the great Quest bows by G5 ready to go. Assembled, the sight, the bow quiver, the rest, the stabilizer, you name it, they've got it. That's a Clyde Sport Shop. They also carry Parker compound bows like the Inferno and the Sidekick Extreme. They've got the Parker crossbows, the Gale Force, the Thunderhawk, the Tornado F4, and the Challenger for youth and ladies. Now, the Kotobo crossbow is great. They're going to have a day where the folks from Kotobo is going to be there, and it's August 30th, so make sure you step down there and see that. And for you muzzleloader fans, of course, the great Thompson Center muzzleloaders are available. The Triumph, the Omega, the Encore, the Pro Hunter FX, all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They also have dove loads and decoys, too, with dove season coming up on the 1st. That's Labor Day. Opens dove season. Clyde Sports Shop is open 7 days a week. And that address again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Been around since 1957. Phone number 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. And for fishermen, the fishing hotline is 247-3474-247-FISH, Clyde Sports Shop. Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. Well, you're not just time that I'm killing.
Why are we playing Randy Travis?
I'm no longer one.
Why are we playing Randy Travis? Just because he's out there, right? Didn't we send that out there when he was having a little emotional and personal? And you can stop now. I'm going to let it play, aren't you? All right, get out of here. All right.
Hey, we did. You know, we talked about the Don't Get Pinched program last week. I guess it was last week, the new NRP program for catching illegal crabbers. And, of course, we will use every enforcement tool available to us, including saturation patrols, undercover operations, night vision equipment, and the cameras and radar units of the Maritime Law Enforcement Information Network, according to Colonel Johnson. So, you know. Well, they did. They went out and did sweeps Maryland Natural Resources Police made good on its promise last weekend to crack down on illegal crabbing activities as part of the Don't Get Pinched campaign. From seafood shops to recreational crabbers and watermen, officers checked catches, licenses, and records as they aggressively targeted violators across the state.
Marylanders are taking our campaign seriously, said Colonel George F. Johnson, NRP superintendent. The public is fed up with illegal crabbing. They're leaving comments on our Facebook page, sending us direct messages on Twitter, writing emails, and calling for our calling our communication center. The tips are coming in from people who have spotted illegal crabbing or seen undersized crabs at restaurants, markets, and on the docks. So I want to thank the Citizens Patrol for Maryland for narking on your fellow citizens there. And, you know, telling the NRP what's going on. You know, you social media folks are doing a great job out there in helping the NRP. So, but I do have one tip. And I don't know if I'll talk about the different violators. I just get tired of doing that sometimes. But I do have a suggestion. I think if you're going to patrol Bayfront, where there's a lot of crabbing piers and things like that, or public areas where you know a lot of people can, you know, go crabbing, I think what you do is you put a couple of patrol cars with a couple of officers in the parking lot, and you put a couple officers on a patrol boat. And then you make this simple announcement from your PA system, from your loudspeaker on your patrol boat. Atención! Quingreras azules debe ser cinco pulgadas y en cuatro. No pequeños, no hembras. Usted será arrestado. And I think that will get their attention. Everybody that runs to the parking lot with their five-gallon bucket, you can be just waiting for them and scoop them up just like a crab in off a trot line. I think that would be the easiest thing you could do. Atención, can quereros azul debe ser de cinco pulgadas y en cuatro. No pequeños, no hembras. Usted será arrestado. Oh, I'm sorry. I read the wrong point. I think you make this announcement from your patrol boat. Attention, blue crabs must be 5 1/4 inches. No little ones, no females. You will be arrested. Carrie Kennedy coming up. We're going to talk about Ocean City. Lots going on in Ocean City. Septima. Yeah, Google that name. SEPTIMA, Septima. We're going to talk a little bit about that. White Marlin Open this week in the Ocean City. And lots of offshore opportunities. Carrie Kennedy coming up next. Talking about offshore fishing in Ocean City. Well, folks, it's time now for me to say, shoot every groundhog you see. Get out and stay out and stay safe. The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill